kind of level.
Low-lying or?
Grassland.
Grossly
grassy. Mm-hmm. What about meadow?
Well, yes.
You would, your husband talking about the...
So. We could use that word, but our section is very hilly. We have very few meadows that extend very far.
That just doesn't fit here.
It's not real steep, but yes, it is all hilly.
Rolling, right. And do you have a word for poor soil, sandy
soil?
Yes.
You think of what is it? Let's see. It's
As opposed to rich black soil.
It's very well. Poor is one word that I would use for it. Poor soil.
You have a name.
Clay. Hard clay.
Do you use loam?
Yes, we said it is loamy. I knew the word for the opposite, but
mm-hmm. Do you have any variation? Loam is that?
No.
Never heard.
No, loam is the word that we would use.
And what about rich black soil called, again, this is typical, I think, of land in another area, muck. We don't have
I know what muck is, though. I mean,
but it's not, I don't
it's
think
not typical of our section.
Right.
We get peat moss is more peat muck. It's the same thing. It's just ground up. We use it to mix with our red soil.
Yes, to make it richer. All right, and you mentioned the flatland near the coast, perhaps. Does a word come to your mind for that? In Glen, for example, the Sydney Lanier poem.
That's right.
The what of Glen? Do you remember?
The valleys of Harlan or something.
Oh, I can't remember any of those lines, but the marshes.
Marshes, that's why. That was the word I couldn't think of.
That's beautiful.
Oh, it is.
All right, and how would you say if there were lands like this that had too much water and the farmers were trying to get some of the water off?
Drainage.
All right. And they might make a sort of canal or
canals
whatever.
And drain ditches.
Ditch, all right. And do you have a word that comes to your mind that means a shallow arm of the sea that might come back?
An inlet.
And what about a deep, narrow valley that was cut by a small stream?
Gorge.
And any other words for different sizes or shapes of these? Any little cut made by water washing through?
Oh, let's see. Well, I'm sure there are some. My brain doesn't seem to be working very good.
Well, there, you know, this may be just not familiar vocabulary. What about if it's cut by erosion?
Yes, that's we do have that. Erosion is a good word. Washed out.
A washed out place. You might say, I'm going to walk down by the... Do you have a word that would mean the name of that thing? Look down in the...
Into the gorge is what... If it's not that deep, I can't think what I'd say.
All right. What about a good...
Valley.
A valley?
Mm-hmm.
Valley. And if it's just this deep out across the backyard, maybe it's dug out for something or...
A very bad wash.
Wash, okay. Mm-hmm. And what about a stream, a freshwater stream by different sizes? Do you have any
spring or branch or let's see, we do call it just a stream.
What are the names of some that are in, say, in Upson County? Do you think all the way up to rivers maybe? What are some of the near freshwater?
You mean the names that we give them?
Yeah. Proper names.
Dripping Rock is one. And I've heard
what is
that.
Dripping Rock River? Or?
Well, no, it's just a small stream that I really don't think I've ever been to it, but it's in the lower part of our county. And then Crystal Hill Spring, of course, that was where my mother and father lived. It's just a freshwater place.